presentation is brought to you by Riverwalk Media.
So without further ado, let me introduce our esteemed board member, longevity lifer from the very beginning, Dr. Joan Conaway.
So many of you have heard me lecture. How many listened to the Tuesday night call? And I have to say thank you so much. It's great. You know, we have blown out the lines a couple of times on that Tuesday night call, which is like an unheard of thing for those calls during the week. So I am very proud of the fact that you come in, listen to us, listen to me, listen to Brenda, listen to Dr. Judy. It's great. So happy that you're all here. For those of you who have not heard me, I need to just share with you a little bit very quickly about how I got involved in this longevity message. I've been a nurse. I've been actually in the medical world for a little over 40 years. I've been a nurse. I graduated with my four-year degree back in 1976. So I've been a nurse for a long time. And part of what I did in nursing, I've never been one of those people who just kind of stagnate. So I was always looking for the next greatest opportunity. And one of the things I had the opportunity to do was be a nutritional support nurse. And this is back in the days when we were first learning we could keep people alive who could no longer eat by mouth. So we were giving them what they needed through the intravenous route. And it was fascinating because back then we were first learning, this is back in the late 1970s, early 80s, we knew everybody needed carbohydrates, we knew everybody needed proteins, we quickly learned everybody needed essential fatty acids, and more importantly and more specifically to Dr. Wallach's message, we also started to learn that people needed, that echo, no, I'm not.
Just... She gave me that look though.
People also needed those minerals and trace minerals, okay? So when I first heard Dr. Wallach's CD cassette tape back then, when I first heard Dr. Wallach's cassette tape, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, I said to my husband, I said, oh my gosh, I know exactly what this guy's talking about. I've seen these manifestations in the clinical setting. These people with mineral and trace mineral deficiency diseases, I know what they were suffering. I know what was wrong. So I said, we've got to get on these products right away. So we did. And so we had been on the products for about 6 or 8 months, and he looked at me one day and he said, are you seeing any difference? And I said, you know what? I'm really not seeing much of a difference, but I'm not going to stop taking these products. I know his message is right on, so I'm going to continue to take these products. Well, lo and behold, about 2 weeks after that, we get an email blast talking about Dr. Wallach's own 100% plant-derived colloidal minerals. And he said, will you look into this for me? I thought we were taking Dr. Wallach's minerals. Come to find out, for the previous 6 to 8 months, we had been taking minerals from another company that had pirated Dr. Wallach's tape. And so we got the message, but we weren't taking the product. So we immediately started taking Dr. Wallach's products and immediately started seeing amazing results. And so since that time, I have been on board with Dr. Wallach. And I tell this story, and I tell it even when Doc's in the room, so I'm not going to speak out of turn here. But I can remember the very first time I met him, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm finally going to meet him, going to get to talk to him. And I said, Doc, I would love to lecture with you. I would love to go out. And he said, oh honey, you just don't worry about it. You just build your business. I'll take care of the lecturing. And I can remember saying to myself, I'll show you. And so he and I have shared the podium several times, and we're always delighted to do so. And he used to tease me all the time. And he always wanted to be the one to introduce me, because he has a military background, and I have a military background. And my husband has a military background, and he always wanted to be able to introduce the colonel. So now he has to introduce the doctor. So he said to me the other day, I'm not sure if it's Dr. Colonel or Colonel Doctor or what I'm supposed to call you. He said, but I'm proud of you just the same. So that's how I got into, longevity, thank you. That's how I got into longevity, and that's how I got into naturopathic school. Doc, in his background, my background, I was just so amazed by what I was learning from him. And I think that probably the best part about this whole thing for me is having been a nurse, working with patients in the hospital, being an OR nurse for several years, so let me put it to you this way. I know people from the outside medically, I know people from the inside medically, and I know people nutritionally. I know people from the all-natural perspective. It has given me the opportunity to put those two together And I'm here to tell you, in my book, you'll get a little bit more of how I feel about conventional medicine and where I am today. So, let's get started. I'm going to touch on a few things. We don't have time to go through the entire lecture. Those of you who have heard the lecture, well, you know it's on two CDs, so we don't have time to do all that, okay? But I'm going to go through and I'm going to highlight some of the things that I think are critically important, because when I say, why is America so sick? I have to tell you that from my perspective, America is very sick. And if you'll just look at these statistics for a minute, I'm not going to go all through these statistics, but even when I first learned these statistics a few short months ago, I'm thinking to myself, are you kidding? Really? And, you know, it's so funny because they want us to believe it's all genetic. Anybody get that? Right? Okay. The Human Genome Study, just so that you know, a study that finished up actually a couple years early, some discoveries were made. And one of those discoveries was the fact that we don't have as many genes as some worms that crawl on the ground.